America's top Roman Catholic leaders are making their way back from Rome after 2 days of crisis talks at the Vatican. The meetings focused on how to address the sex abuse scandal that has paralyzed the church in the United States. The cardinals emerged with an outline for how to deal with priests who abuse minors. It includes a proposal for the dismissal of priests who are guilty of serial, predatory sexual abuse, but another process for handling priests whose offenses might not be so notorious, in order to avoid grave scandal, the cardinal statement said.
Bishop Michael Saltarelli is the Bishop of Wilmington, Delaware. He says that yesterday's proposals will be refined at a critical meeting of U.S. bishops in June.
I'm aware that there are some cardinals who have expressed being in favor of this policy, and some who just have some reservations. And I think those reservations have to be kind of clarified and refined a little bit more.
What's your personal view?
I would tend towards the one strike and you're out policy. If there is anyone hurting innocent little children, I don't see how they could have any place in ministry in the church.
What about the Pope's statement, though, about the power of Christian conversion?
Absolutely. No. And I agree with the Holy Father. Absolutely. There is always conversion. There's no doubt about that. But I think Cardinal Mahoney kind of hit it on the head very nicely when he said it has some kind of parallel if some doctors violate their sacred oath. Certainly there is forgiveness, but they are no longer allowed to practice the medicine. So I would feel certainly forgiveness is always there, and we pray and we believe in that. This is why Jesus died. But nevertheless, I don't think the two are necessarily exclusive.
A large part of the current scandal is the cover-up by some U.S. bishops of sex abuse by priests. Did the meeting offer enough direction on how to deal with that, how to deal with the past cover-up?
I don't want to use that word cover-up. I don't think that I have ever been guilty of that word cover-up. What we've done is we've tried to address on our own, which we now realize was not sufficient. Handling a situation, removing a priest, sending him for rehabilitation, and then working on the fact that after 7 or 8 months of intensive therapy, he came home with a document saying that he could be returned to ministry. I think that's the big fault. And we've learned an awful lot, not only from this meeting in Rome, but we've learned an awful lot from the past 10 years' experience.
At this moment, if someone came to you from one of your congregations with allegations of sexual abuse by a priest, what would you do?
I would tell that person to go immediately to the authorities and report it. If they came to me and say, we want nothing to happen to the priest, we just want to report it to you and see that Father gets treatment, I would still urge them to go to the civil authorities. That, I think, is where we've learned our lessons. When we were taken into confidence by some well-intended victims with the idea we don't want hurt Father, but you can handle it, and I think that's one of the mistakes that I could have made. I think I've learned from that. From now on, I will tell them, well, thank you for telling me, but I think we have to inform the civil authorities now.
Thanks very much, Bishop Saltarelli.
God bless you.
Bishop Michael A. Saltarelli is the Bishop of Wilmington, Delaware.